Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I want to say thank you so much for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Big thanks tonight goes out to Sleepwave listener Annabelle Lee, who calls this her holy grail for overcoming insomnia and falling asleep fast. We hope you drift off very quickly to this one tonight, too. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you more of a big picture person or a detail-oriented one? My husband, Billy, who writes these lovely meditations for you, is definitely a big picture person. He's got plans and vision and sees the destination he wants to reach with clarity. I, on the other hand, am more detail-oriented. I want to know the exact steps involved in getting to the goal, and I try to anticipate any problems that could arise where we might need to course correct. Having a goal in mind is essential, of course, but accomplishing each step toward that goal is where I thrive. Each of these personality traits has wonderful aspects and not so wonderful ones, and it's always good to seek a bit of balance within ourselves. Regardless of where you fall on the spectrum, it's also good to realize when it's time to let go of planning and come back to the present. Future focusing can be great, and I really love to spend time meditating on my goals. I keep a list in my journal and frequently read it before I sit to meditate, keeping those things I want to move toward in my mind's eye. To me, it feels like keeping my eyes on the horizon instead of down at the ground. That said, it's also good to recognize when I need to let go of anything I'm trying to create and just be here now. Sometimes things arise that make us doubt our ability to achieve our goals, or we can get frustrated with our slow progress. Sometimes the steps involved seem overwhelming or even impossible. It's times like these when it's especially useful to stop, take a breath, and just be present. Watch your thoughts and let any pesky to-dos or worries or anxieties just slow down a bit. Surrender. I was recently getting bogged down in the details of a project I'm working on and was feeling my anxiety ratchet up as I contemplated if it would turn out the way I most wanted it to be. I decided to increase my meditations and surrender, and also to try to release worry. I said to myself, what would it feel like to move toward this without being worried? What if I just take the next small step toward it and keep doing that to the best of my ability, feeling as good as I am able to feel each step of the way. This practice has helped me not only to feel better, but also to have better clarity, since I don't have as much anxiety fogging my vision. Tonight, we are going to practice surrendering our future focus so we can come into the wisdom of the present moment. This is The Present is Precious by Billy Gill. It's easy to think that you should focus most of your attention on the future. We want to make life as good as it can be going forward. We plan what to pursue and what to avoid so that we can direct our path in life. The problem that often arises is that in the process of planning life, we forget that we are actually in the midst of living life. Waking up to that realization can come as a shock, especially when we've been devoting a lot of mental energy toward the future. Suddenly, we look around and give ourselves permission to just be where we are. Take a moment right now to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice the presence this brings into your body. Feel the sensations that ride on the waves of the breath. That is life, and it only exists here, now, in the present. The Irish playwright and critic, George Bernard Shaw, wrote a wonderful line in his play, Man and Superman, that emphasizes the immediacy of life. Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I have got a hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. The present moment manifests itself before your consciousness completely spontaneously. It's ultimately mysterious that we should be here interacting with the world around us and experiencing it through our senses. It's peculiar that the present moment is the only time in which we can do anything. The past and the future are constructed in our memory and in our anticipation. The present moment is where we exist. As extraordinary as all this seems when you consider it deeply, it's odd that we have such a difficult time inhabiting the present moment. More often, thought projects us forward or backward in time. Our attention becomes displaced, and it takes real effort to just be here. Tonight's sleep meditation is a reminder to appreciate the present moment as a precious gift and to enjoy fully the splendid torch we've got a hold of for the moment. Make sure that you're lying comfortably in your bed. If possible, lie down on your back. As you gradually find the most stable and relaxed position for you, keep in mind that a neutral spine will naturally curve upward, away from the bed. This curve is called the lumbar lordosis. There is a lot of variation in the degree of this curvature from person to person. The important principle is that you don't try to flatten it. Walk your shoulders a little bit in toward one another to open the chest. The pillow should be low, or you may choose to forego a pillow altogether. Tilt your forehead back slightly to allow your chin and the bridge of your nose to be at about the same height. These recommendations for your posture are just a template to help you find an optimal alignment as you lie on your back. Feel free to choose an alternate position that helps you stay relaxed and able to follow the gentle rhythm of your breath. Breathe in through the nostrils, and as you exhale through the mouth, Release the cares and worries of the day. Again, inhale through your nose, sipping a little more breath in this time. Notice a brief pause at the top of your breath. And again, exhale through your mouth, feeling any gripping or holding melt away as you ease all physical and psychic tensions. Once more, when you feel ready, breathe in and breathe out. Allow the breath to flow in and out through your nose very naturally. Inhaling and exhaling through the nose, notice what you can about the different qualities of the inhale and the exhale. Perhaps the inhale feels slightly cooler as the air enters the nostrils compared to the exhale, which has a warmer temperature as it exits the body. Notice the movements of the torso on the inhale. Sense the upward and outward expansion in the belly or the chest as you make space for the air to fall inward. On the exhale, observe the falling downward and inward of the torso, which prepares the body for the next inhale. When you feel the impulse for a new breath, simply yield to the need for an inhale and allow the fresh oxygen to pour into you. Continue breathing at your own pace and in your own way for a few moments. Life is giving itself to you, moment to moment. The breath reveals the process. Your exhalation is your offering back to life. In yogic breathing practices, it's called pranayama. The breath is the medium for cultivating a relationship with the life force in the here and now. Your breath is a close companion who is always with you from the moment you are born until the moment of death. Yogis don't measure lifespan in years or decades, but rather in a finite number of breaths. Therefore, it's advised to regulate the breath. See how smooth you can make the breath. It may take some practice. Be patient. As any unnecessary tension naturally falls away, the breath will become calm by itself. Your task is to simply observe the process as it unfolds. Allow the belly to rise and fall with your breath. You may choose to place one hand on your chest or your ribs. Either location is fine, as long as one hand is resting above your diaphragm. The diaphragm is an internal muscle that divides your chest and your abdomen. Place the other hand on the belly, and you can monitor the relative movements in the chest and the abdomen. Try to keep the chest still as you feel the belly rising on the inhale and falling on the exhale. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Navel rising, exhale, navel falling. Continue on. Keeping the belly still, spy on the movement of the belly with one hand and allow your chest to inflate upward and outward on the inhale. Take your time. When it's time to exhale, notice the chest falling downward and inward. Linger briefly in the pause between the breaths. Then take one more chest breath. Inhale, chest rising upward and outward. Exhale, chest falling downward and inward. Continue breathing into the chest for a few moments. Now, return to the belly. Keep the chest still. And inhale into the belly, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. At your own pace, a few more times. Now, Take 2 chest breaths, keeping the belly still. Inhale, chest rising. Exhale, chest falling. Inhale, chest rising. Exhale, chest falling. Take 1 belly breath. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Now 3 chest breaths. Inhale, chest rising. Exhale, chest falling. Go on, watch the chest rise and fall twice more. Now, come back to the belly breaths. Inhale, belly rising. Exhale, belly falling. Inhale, belly rising. Exhale, belly falling. Keep the belly still now and take 1 comfortable chest breath. Inhale, chest rising. Exhale, chest falling. Finally, return to the belly for 3 consecutive belly breaths at your own pace. Let it all go and continue to breathe naturally. As you grow more and more relaxed, the belly will naturally rise and fall with each inhale and exhale. You're not doing it. The breath is breathing itself. Cultivate the attitude of a witness as you observe the movements in the torso that accompany each inhale and exhale. This simple practice of breathing mindfully allows you to regulate the flow of your breath according to the length of the breath, as well as the spatial dimension of the breath as you direct the movements in your torso. When you bring your awareness to the process of breathing, you have found a practical way of fostering a sense of presence in the here and now. Each inhale is an opportunity to embrace the fullness of life, to be inspired and affirm your ability to receive the blessings that life is always pouring forth. Each exhale allows you to release what is no longer serving you. By consciously releasing unnecessary tension or anxiety, you create space to receive. The abundance of nature flows through you with each breath. Cherish each breath as a precious gift. What the yogis call prana is the process of life that presents itself in each moment. Pranayama is not mere breath control. It is a direct means by which you can liberate the process of life to unfold along its natural lines. It's a process of letting the ego step aside. It's said that the breath and the mind are like two fish swimming in tandem. If the mind moves one way, the breath follows. In the same way, the mind follows the breath. When we focus too much on the future, it's easy to become anxious. Not only are there unforeseen circumstances that must remain hidden, but working with anxiety about the outcome of your efforts distracts from the present moment and interferes with the quality of your work. By calmly focusing on the smooth flow of the breath in the present moment, you open up to the inherent possibilities of the now. This is where the richness of life resides. Creativity springs from the small moments of presence as you relax and allow your mind to explore where it will without the constraints of past or future worries. Breathe in. Breathe out. While planning for the future is important, maintaining a balance between future-oriented thinking and being present can lead to a more fulfilling and less stressful life. The present moment is where life is truly lived, and being mindful of it can enhance your daily experiences and your long-term well-being. In a world that often pushes us to constantly plan, to anticipate, and to strive for the next moment, it's easy to lose sight of the beauty that surrounds us right here, right now. Imagine a garden filled with vibrant flowers, bathed in the soft glow of moonlight. Each bloom is a unique moment, a singular experience that you can savor. Your thoughts of the future are like seeds waiting to be planted. But in this garden, you are encouraged to enjoy the flowers that are in full bloom right before you. When you focus too much on the future, it's as if you're walking through this enchanting garden with your eyes closed, missing the vibrant colors and delicate fragrances that surround you. As you continue to breathe gently, with each exhale, release your attachment to the future. Embrace the idea that it will come in its own time. But for now, allow yourself to be fully present, fully alive, and fully engaged with this sacred moment.